One, two, three, four. Rhyme. Rhyme. Rhyme.
This is Kyle Adams, associate professor and chair of the music theory department at the Jacobs School of Music.
So we're going to notice when Fife Dog starts rapping in the second verse, every rhyme syllable is going to correspond to a harmonic change. So he's shifted his rhymes. Usually rappers will rhyme on the fourth beat, but here he rhymes on the downbeat of every measure, lining it up with the harmonic changes in the beat. What inspired me to begin studying hip-hop music was two things, really. First, I mean, I've loved the music since I was a kid. I mean, I grew up in what we call hip-hop's golden age right now. So I was in high school right around 89 to 93, which is when hip-hop was really flourishing. So I had always loved the music, although when I went to college and was studying classical music full-time, I kind of let that side of my musical personality go for a little while.
Kyle moved to Bloomington in 2006 after completing his PhD. He found people working on hip-hop in ethnomusicology and in musicology at IU. He thought there was room to develop a method of analysis for hip-hop that mirrored the way academics have analyzed classical music for decades.
If you think about the way that we usually think about music with words, so we go back to songs by, you know, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, and so forth, one of the main things you do is talk about how the music supports the words. Again, that's not really going to work with hip-hop music because since the music is just this repetitive cycle, the emotional qualities of the music are not going to change as the words change. So one of the things that I've found is just to look at ways in which the rhythms of the music correspond to the rhythms of the vocals or vice versa. So a lot of times you'll find that rhythms that are present in the beat, the rap artist will mirror those rhythms in the vocals. Okay, I started out alone because my baby mama left me, now there's nobody at home. So reception to hip-hop music has been kind of varied in the world of academic music. There's a very conservative aspect of music academia, and I didn't quite realize it was there until Kendrick Lamar won the Pulitzer Prize last year, and then a lot of people started showing their true colors about what they actually thought of hip-hop music.
Kyle decided to organize a conference titled Hip-Hop in the Golden Age.
I decided to organize the conference for a number of reasons. The main one being, I feel like hip-hop has been such a big part of Indiana University for a long time that I thought maybe it's time to celebrate that a little bit. I realized that 2019 is the 30th anniversary of 3 Feet High and Rising, which a lot of people look at as the first album of hip-hop's golden age starting in 88 or 89. And I thought with the anniversary of that album, plus February being Black History Month, it'd be a great way to just bring scholars together from a number of disciplines and just kind of celebrate hip-hop and hip-hop culture. It was really important to me in putting the conference together to bring together as much as possible scholars from all over the country and from a variety of disciplines. I think it's really easy, especially in a school as big as Jacobs, to stay within the bubble of your own discipline. And so we have people from music theory, of course, which is my home department. We have people from musicology. We have ethnomusicologists. We have people in media studies. We have people in English studies. We have people in Slavic language studies. We have specialists in African music, specialists in African American music. So people really from a variety of disciplines and from a variety of geographical regions all coming together to talk about hip hop. Prince Paul, the producer who was coming to give our keynote, was really just instrumental in changing the way that hip-hop sounded in the late 80s. He brought to it this incredible creativity, and he drew from such a wide variety of inspirations that it really transformed the way people thought about hip-hop production. I hope he'll talk us through what his musical goals are when he creates a hip-hop beat. It's always been fascinating for me to see how a producer can go from zero to a completed hip-hop track, especially when a lot of times they do that before the lyrics are even written, so they just come with this fully produced beat and let the rappers go on top of that. I'm also really curious to hear Prince Paul's thoughts on the difference between hip-hop 30 years ago and hip-hop now. He's been an active producer ever since the mid-80s, and he still continues to put records out. But his style has always remained really faithful to himself, and mainstream hip-hop style has changed a lot.
The conference will begin at 8 a.m. on Saturday, February 16th, and continue on Sunday, February 17th. Talks will be delivered in Ford Crawford Hall, located in the Simon Music Building. The keynote address from Prince Paul is free, and will begin at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening. For WFIU Arts, I'm Kathleen Clark Perez.
think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed.